You're listening to the Mental Ideas Podcast, the only radio show where the lunatics are fully licensed to take over the asylum. I'm Sadie Kay, and so am I. Coming up, time to get down and talk about depression. Christina Young is a depressed banker. Can you talk a bit deeper? Talk?
Vibration.
Good. So, Christina, depression. We all know it's no laughing matter. So, Christina.
Oh my God.
When did you first realise that you were depressed?
Probably about 6 months ago.
Oh, wow, that recently.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was like a conversation I had with my brother, who actually practiced medicine in UK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he came back and visited, and, you know, just in a conversation, he suddenly said, oh, don't you know you have depression?
Wow, and this came as a total shock to you.
Yeah, but then when he mentioned it, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm getting very emotional, crying a lot, and then forgetting things.
Yeah.
Friend's name. And then I realized when he said it, I thought, oh, makes sense.
What do you think triggered it?
I care for my mum, and she's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Oh, no.
Yes. So I think it's not so much the physical aspect of looking after her, it's the emotional aspect.
Yeah.
It's like, somebody once said to me, it's like a slow bereavement. She's a beautiful lady. She was a stunner.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's where you get it from.
Oh, no, I was hoping you might say that. No, definitely not. She used to say to me when I was little, what happened to you? So I guess I haven't. Yeah, very charming.
Thanks, mother.
You know, so it's hard to see somebody so beautiful, so able, kind of chipping away. This maybe chipping me away a little bit as well. And I didn't realize that. And, you know, I just noticed the stress, you know, going to work and looking at all my emails. And suddenly it just became, you know, horrendous. I'm somebody who can really do a lot of work. I can. But when I started to feel like, oh, wow, it's tumbling down, I knew something was wrong. So I've started visiting counsellor.
Yeah. And is that helping?
Yeah. Yeah, normally ended up in floods of tears.
Oh.
You know, when you go to counselling, it's like a Pandora box, isn't it?
It is. It's like a confession.
Yes. I mean, the problem is, it's like we're Chinese, right? I guess it's very hard for Chinese people to talk about these things still.
Why do you think that is?
When we talk about mental illness, you're associated with very extreme cases. And also the description of somebody who's got mental illness is, you know, in Chinese, crazy, right?
Qixin.
It's like derogatory. And I think that Chinese culture is that when, you know, when you talk about mental health, mental illness, you keep it to the family. You don't talk about it openly. Mm. I mean, it's still a taboo, I believe, because of face. It's almost like something to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
But actually, when you talk about it, it's very cleansing.
It's like a colonic, you know, clearing the mental sewage pipe. You're actually not the first HSBC employee we've had on this podcast.
Mm.
Yeah, we also had Jackie Chan. Maybe you know her.
Mm.
Anger management issues. She's very striking. Yeah, she struck me many times over the course of that interview.
Oh, my God. So my job, I'm very, very fortunate in the last year. It's to come up with banking services to help vulnerable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I guess that's inspired by my mom as well. The elderly with dementia, they go into the branch, you know, ended up drawing all their money. And then the family wouldn't know where the money has gone. I mean, that's a big deal, right? So, I mean, I really encourage everybody who's thinking about planning for future to sign an enduring power of attorney. to say who you would like to look after your financial affairs when you start to lose your mental capacity. I mean, the whole idea is to give the person integrity.
That's fantastic.
Right? But then at the same time, protecting their main wealth.
So you were saying your husband's a little bit on the OCD spectrum, just a smidge.
Yes.
And you were able to diagnose that from listening to As Bad As It Gets. Brilliant documentary.
Yes. He's very into every detail, you know. When I show him something, he'll go, the font size is not right. This is 10.5. You should be using 11 and things like that. And perfectionist. I could never tell these difference, right? But for him, because of the OCD, he can really spot it. That is what, you know.
Made you want to marry him? So you could give him power of attorney over all your font sizes?
Yes.
Can we talk a bit about the process?
Yes, I think a lot of people try to deal with the situation in Hong Kong at the moment differently. So yeah. A lot of my friends said, oh, they don't watch the news anymore. But for me, it's difficult because
news junkie.
No, I want to know what's happening.
Yeah.
I feel passionate about my home. How my home, it's going through a very hard time. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Sometimes I just cry. Seeing it, you know, the way it is, it's a feeling of helplessness. But it is important to maintain your mental well-being.
What has helped you to do that during this time?
Reading.
Reading, really? What do you read? Comics? You done it? I'll give you a clue. Carrie Lam done it.
Yes. Funny enough, I've been reading a lot of history books.
Oh, wow.
I don't really know a lot about Chinese history.
So you've been reading specifically about Chinese history, so understand it better.
And also, in university, I study politics.
So you study politics, love history. What drove you into banking?
Money.
Sounds like a nightmare.
I don't know whether you know I'm a writer.
You're a writer. Have you written books? Wow! What
no, no,
about?
No. Actually, relate to Hong Kong. I write about Hong Kong old shops. And, you know, the book is called Small Shops, Big Hearts.
Oh, that's so lovely.
No, I mean, that actually really relates, right? Because of my love for Hong Kong. We need to record it. So the book is about their stories. They're very unique stories, each of these shops. But it's amazing. Their stories is amazing.
Treasure trove.
Yes. But this is what Hong Kong is. It's something that I can contribute.
Yes.
Because that is the Hong Kong that I love. So it has been very hard. I'm, you know, trying to write book two. I at the moment, I'm finding it very hard.
Are you okay, darling? You're crying. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm fine.
No. If somebody tells me I'm fine, that's when I really start to panic. Come here, you.
Oh. No, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, that'll be.
That's why I told you I'm depressed. No, I really appreciate it. I think it is good to talk about these things, you know, in the current environment. I think it's important.
You're so inspirational.
No, not at all. I mean, it is important to keep it together.
Yeah.
Because you can easily just allow yourself to drown in, you know, whatever mental health issues you have. You know, the key is to battle through it and do your normal stuff and make a difference as much as you can, because it is a good thing in a way, because it's emotion. It's a lot
you
of passion.
A positive.
Yeah, it's a lot of passion, emotion, but you must know what to do with this emotion and passion and convert it into real positive energy, right? Mm. Because I found that it's also always the personal story that touches people's heart. It's the heart of the matter.
And I like that. It's the heart of the matter.
It is all the matter. It's whether you can relate. So thank you for allowing me to talk about it today.
Thank you for coming in.
We could do it again every day.
Yeah. Next. Next week on the Mental Ideas Podcast. Trolls Anonymous. You can download extras on the Mental Ideas platform. That's mentalideas.org. I've been Sadie Kay, and so have I.